I'm Todd Brommelkamp with today's KGYM Sports View. Leo Durocher once said he'd trip his own mother if she were the winning run that would beat his Dodgers team. The Lip wasn't a sentimental guy. He's also known for saying nice guys finish last. Professional sports has always been about winning, and Cubs fans were reminded of that earlier this week when the man who threw the most important pitch in franchise history was unceremoniously sent packing for 2.5 months of Martin Maldonado's services. Mike Montgomery was on the mound for the final out of Game 7 of the 2016 World Series in Cleveland. He'll forever be remembered as the man who earned the save in a game that ended an epic 108-year championship drought. An effective left-hander for parts of 2.5 seasons in Chicago, Montgomery had struggled with the team in 2019. His 5.67 ERA and 1.77 WHIP are easily the highest in his 5-year big league career. He wasn't getting the job done out of the bullpen for Joe Maddon and will look to reverse his fortunes with the team that originally drafted him in the first round in 2008. The trade wasn't exactly embraced by Cubs fans when Ken Rosenthal reported it Monday night. How could the team trade Montgomery for 2.5 months of Martin Maldonado, who will be a free agent at season's end? Very easily, it turns out. Part of being a fan means building attachments to certain players, and part of being a fan in the 21st century means understanding there's a very good chance those players won't be around forever. Mike Montgomery is indelibly linked with the Chicago Cubs. Among the many pieces of memorabilia in my collection is a photo of the 2016 World Series' final game. Taken from the third base side of Progressive Field, you can see Montgomery with his arms stretched high in celebration as Anthony Rizzo records the last out. But 2016 seems like an eon ago as the Cubs front office works to remake a flawed roster on the fly. Monday's trade was just the first step. Could other popular parts of the 2016 World Series team follow Montgomery out of town? Again, to quote Durocher, when you're playing for money, winning is all that matters.